Hello and welcome to the Walking Leader podcast. I am your host, David Guerra. I'm also the author of The Walking Leader, the 20 rules you can follow now to guide you down the path of leadership greatness in your organization. And how are you? How are you doing this week? It's episode 12 and we're moving right along. And so with that being said, let's move right along. Rule number 11, correct on the spot. Correcting on the spot was, for the longest time, one of those things that I saw as a should I or shouldn't I. That lasted until I was in a situation to prevent something terrible from happening. Early in my most recent, well, my current career, I was at one of our contract field sites and noticed the staff were all but ignoring someone who needed our assistance. I asked the field site lead why the individual in the waiting room was not being attended to. The lead told me that she didn't understand whatever, quote-unquote, whatever language the individual was speaking. My response was, "So you're going to ignore her and hope she goes away?" The site lead noticed the disappointment in the tone of my voice. She said they were waiting for someone to help translate. "Does the lady know this?" I asked. The lead said they were able to communicate through hand gestures. "Are you sure she understood you?" I asked. "I think so." That was the last straw. I told the site lead I didn't want to hear "I think so" anymore. I wanted to hear "I know" or "don't know," but "I think so" from here on out is out. So how do we find out? How do we know? I enlightened the site lead that Google Translator is a good tool to help find out and to know. I called the lady over to the counter, and using Google Translator, I was able to have a rough but understood conversation with her. From that moment on, I instructed all my staff to use as translation tools when absolutely necessary, and only for superficial communication, not for getting into details of doing business, because something may get lost in translation, and it usually does, and that would not be a good thing. So while you are out and about, you will at times encounter situations or individuals operating outside the expectations of the organization. There are only two sides that are outside the organization's performance expectation: very good and very bad. In the previous podcast, we talked about what to do when you catch someone doing something very good. However, now you have to take a look at what to do when you catch someone doing something very bad. Short of the employees being in the middle of an emergency, at which time it's all hands on deck, you stop everything that is happening, locate the offender, and correct on the spot. Now, you make certain that while correcting on the spot, you do so in a manner that is not critical. Of course, you're calling someone out because of something they did or failed to do. So remember that while you might not come across as being critical, that individual employee will most certainly feel like the world is coming down on them. So it's up to you to ensure that you are only there to help. Now, as I mentioned, there will be a time that you will come across someone doing something wrong, even when you are looking for someone to do something right. Now, depending on how wrong it is, the action you take will most certainly depend on the policies and procedures of your organization. Usually those situations are for far more grievous things, such as sexual harassment or fraud, and minor infractions are usually based on misunderstandings or misinterpretations of policies and procedures. While it might be necessary to document and report, minor infractions are not the kind of incidents that will cause a termination or suspension, and therefore can be addressed immediately. However, if your organization has a disciplinary action specifically for certain types of minor infractions, then you are bound, as a manager and leader, to address them in the manner prescribed by the organization. Now, what does this mean? Well, it means you have permission to take care of business, especially if there is something wrong with the way business is being done. In every agency, company, or organization, there is an expectation that everyone will do the right thing. So, do not think that you cannot take care of things as you are walking around, especially when walking around in other departments. Remember, You are not walking around to find things that are wrong. But when you do find them, you are expected to address them in a professional manner. Now, as I wrote about correcting on the spot, don't be critical. Remember that. While it might sound easy, this will be difficult to achieve and even more difficult to master. But it can be done. In fact, it must be done and mastered by anyone who takes himself seriously as a leader. Unfortunately, leaders sometimes make unpopular but right decisions. Thus, when it comes time to correct on the spot, knowing how to effectively address the correction is critical, especially when it is going to be the most unpopular thing you have ever done. Knowing how to correct on the spot will help minimize any long-term effects of doing something, quote, unpopular. Before you go correcting on the spot, I recommend that you take a moment and study how to observe, orient, decide, and act, otherwise known as the OODA loop, O-O-D-A loop. Now, the OODA loop, or OODA loop, is one of the many tools that can be used when it comes to correcting on the spot, while not being overly critical, because it forces you to pause and fully assess the situation before initiating any form of correction. Now, the OODA loop, if you didn't know, is the brainchild of the late U.S. Army Air Force Colonel John Boyd, and is used not only in the military, but also in the business world. Now, the OODA loop takes four components, each acting upon the other, to make good things happen. Now, I'm going to break it down here. The OODA loop, O-O-D-A. The first O is observe, and this component calls on the individual to collect as much information as possible regarding what the employee is doing and why it is wrong. Next, the second O, orient. Orienting yourself to who, what, where, when, why, and how of the situation can be a little tricky, as it involves determining the capabilities of the employee, such as tenure, position, training, and known skill set. Decide. Reach a conclusion or a plan of action, if you will, regarding what you will do to rectify the situation. As you have gathered the necessary information and processed and oriented yourself to the situation, you can now formulate a suitable plan of action. Because correcting on the spot, in most cases, takes place after the situation has unfolded. You may have the luxury of taking time to collect the necessary data and developing a plan of action. However, there will be times when you will deal with the situation as it is unfolding. It is dynamic. So you're going to have to act quickly. Now, do not give up too much when acting quickly. Stay focused. Do not get rattled by the speed at which things are happening. It's important. Act, the last letter, the A, act. Now is the time to put your decision into action. Make the correction by first ensuring that both the employee and you recognize what was done wrong and how it should be done correctly, and then ensure that the staff member can do it correctly on his or her own. The problems persist. If problems persist, meet immediately with the employee's immediate supervisor and your organization's trainer, if you have one. And start coming up with a corrective plan or a corrective plan of action before moving the problem up the chain of command. Remember, it is better to bring a solution to the problem you are reporting to a supervisor or a superior than just bringing a problem. Because again, you're thinking, you're planning, you're deciding how to act. So you're coming up with all of this before you even get there. So have a corrective plan of action in place, or ready to roll. As always, check your organization's policies and procedures so as not to get yourself in trouble when you're correcting on the spot. Now, you have my permission to go out there and correct on the spot when it is absolutely necessary, and not for the sake of having the authority to correct others. Don't do that. Again, observe, orient, decide, and act. There you go, OODA. Play with it, learn it, master it, make it your own, tweak it however you need to tweak it, but use it. And basically what it does is just it forces you to slow down. It forces you to stop, look at everything, see what's going on, and get a 360, develop your plan, and then launch that plan into action. Now, it's strictly up to you how you want to do it, but definitely do it. And do it when you need to correct on the spot. There is absolutely nothing wrong with correcting on the spot. Well, I hope you got a good takeaway on that one. I know I did, again. And I'm the one that wrote it. Now, again, I invite you to follow me on Twitter at Dave Guerra, DaveGuerra, or drop me an email at dave@daveguerra.com. Tell me how you're liking the podcast, comments, concerns, questions, ideas. I want to hear from you. Definitely. That's why I'm doing it, putting it out there for you. But again, it's free to you. It's free for me to do. But the thing is I need to know if I'm doing it right. I need to do it better, tone it down, pick it up, whatever. Let me know. Again, let me know on Twitter at Dave Guerra, or drop me an email at dave@daveguerra.com. And until next time, you've been listening to the Walk-In Leader Podcast. I am your host, David Guerra, and talk to you soon. Have a great week.